Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
No matter what you do this Labor Day weekend, take us with you. We're streaming live on the radio.com app.
Radio on the weekends.
Happy Labor Day.
From Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Jürgen Damm close to the corner of the 18, leaves it back to a teammate now. It'll be squared to Anton Walks, who plays it to the left side. Jake Mulroney, cross back, post, header, score! In the second of five added minutes, it's Adam John, and Atlanta United might steal a point.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9
You love it. You just love it. You just love it. You just love it, man.
That's our boy, man. That's our boy. Sam and Greg joined by the voice you just heard, our own Mike Conti. Hey, man, listen, we just marvel at you when you come on here.
Guys, here's the thing. They aren't scoring a lot of goals right now. So when they do,
okay,
I got make it count, right?
I got you. We love how he had like the what's the dude from Randy Jackson would have said? He got a little pitchy at the end there. a little pitchy at the end there, but it sounded great. Mike, listen, man. First of all, thanks for coming on and joining us this morning. It's been a while. You've been doing okay? Doing all this?
I've been doing great, guys. Thank you. Healthy and safe and all of that. Glad to say, and it's good to be on with you guys. How have you been?
Been doing fine. We got to keep Sam out of these high school matches. He's been going around acting like, you know, nothing's going on right now.
No, man, I stay in the back of the end zone. I'm in the back of the end zone, Chief. I'm not going to the press box. I'm not going up in the stands. I'm in the back of the end zone.
Going out there. So, hey, listen, Mike, when we started talking about Atlanta United this season, one of the things that we heard regularly, especially with the new coach, is that these guys are going to be more aggressive. And mm-hmm. we saw that in some of the early matches. Where would you say this team is right now compared to how they got started?
I mean, they're still really struggling. Now, that's a great draw last night, but let's not get that twisted. That's a really, really good draw, because anytime you go on the road and get a result against a team that's above you in the standings, no matter who that team is and how you've been playing this year, that's a really big deal. And to do it in the manner in which Atlanta United did it, where they kind of dominated the second half and they kind of pecked away at it and clawed away at it and finally got that very late goal in stoppage time. That's enormous. So I'm not trying to downplay what they did last night. But clearly, they are really, really struggling. And this is what happens. I think, unfortunately, you can just boil it down to losing Joseph Martinez and now not having Pity Martinez as well. In the attack, it's continuing to move, I think, a little bit more slowly than interim head coach Stephen Glass would like. The final ball into the attacking third or into the box or into the six or whatever just has not been of the quality that we expect. It's getting a little better, but it's still not completely there. I think it just boils down to, you know, you've got a chemistry thing that you need to rebuild now because you've lost Joseph and you've lost Pity. But I think the other thing, guys, is right now, the way this season is going, you know, Atlanta United on Saturday had to do something they've never done before. They flew to Orlando the day of the game. They got straight off the airplane and went right to the stadium. They played and got right back on the plane. From a leg standpoint, that's really, really tough. And on top of it, you're playing so many matches now because the league is trying to get as many matches played as possible after having to stop the season for 4+ months due to the pandemic. you're playing every third day. So not only is it affecting your legs and your fitness, it's also making it very difficult, if not impossible, to train, to have practices. So when you've taken these key cogs out of your attack, Joseph Martinez, Pitty Martinez, and he can't practice, can't train, you're going to have what you have right now, and it's disjointed, and it's sloppy, and it's a little bit slow, and it needs to get better. And you know, over time, it probably will get better, but right now, it's still tough. They're in a tough spot.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline, we are pleased to have the hottest working man on the ninth floor at Colony Square, Mike Conti, with us this morning. I mean that sincerely, man. You're the hardest working dude on the floor.
Don't get pitchy there. On me now.
Yeah, don't care.
No, we won't.
Is that the proper word of the use of the word pitchy?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You talk about that, the short time for turnaround with this thing, because normally in the normal schedule, your schedule breathes, and you have a few days where you can just work on, the team can just work on itself. This team is not getting that. They got to get on a flight again here a couple of days to make up the match that they that everybody walked out on in Miami. So they got to go fly down to Miami, back down to Florida this week.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, this is not unique to Atlanta United, guys. Everyone in the league, even LAFC, you know, the great LAFC that set that record for most points earned in the season last year, everyone is having trouble, especially in these road matches. I actually took a look at it last night. I think there have been 17 matches played in cities outdoors south of I-40 since the tournament in Orlando ended. And the reason why I say I-40 is we're talking about matches that are probably being played in very hot and humid conditions. I mean, certainly when you're playing in Houston and Dallas, Orlando, Miami, places like that, you're dealing with heat and humidity, and you're dealing with that game day travel. And the road teams in those matches are averaging less than a goal per game. So this is not a situation that's unique to Atlanta United. Everyone is struggling with it right now. I think it's just a little more acute for Atlanta United because, again, you've got to figure this out without Joseph and Pitty right now. They do want to sign another designated player in this transfer window, which ends in October, but these things take time. And I think that the Pitty Martinez sale developed so quickly that it's probably going to take a few weeks at least to find his replacement and have his replacement ready to play. So we've got to be a little bit patient with this right now. But I do want to stress that this is not a situation that's unique to Atlanta United. Everyone's going through it right now. Everyone's struggling. And that's why when you do get these home matches, especially with, you know, maybe a solid week to train leading up to it, you really need to take advantage of those opportunities.
Well, let me ask you then, Mike. These guys sit seventh right now, and as you say, every team is struggling, making their way through this strange season. Is it more important right now to do whatever you can to get the wins, which obviously you want to win every game? But we talked about Stephen Glass, and him coming in and implementing a type of play that is still a work in progress. Maybe he doesn't have the players right now with both Martinez's being out. I guess what I'm asking is, what's more important or for the long term for this team right now while they have an opportunity to mix and match, put some duct tape here and there, and make this team the team that they feel like will be back to championship level soon?
Yeah, I mean, you're going into each match just trying to get some kind of result right now. A lot of people, I think, have made too much of this notion that Atlanta United's going to be in trouble to make the playoffs. 10 of the 14 teams of the Eastern Conference are going to make it. Atlanta United's going to be in the postseason. But Atlanta United's not a club which has a goal just to make the playoffs. Atlanta United's goal every year is to win MLS Cup, right? So I think, Greg, it all hinges on finding that designated player, wherever he may be, getting him here as quickly as possible, and getting him match fit as quickly as possible. And one is to believe that if you're replacing Pitty Martinez, you're probably going to be looking for an attack-minded central midfielder. If you inject some quality at that position onto this team, I think it takes care of a lot of the issues that they're having right now. So to me, it's not necessarily about, oh, they got to win every match, or they've got to at least get a draw in every match. To me, I think it's more important that they go out and they find that designated player quickly. And again, that's something Darren Eales told us Wednesday that they are committed to doing pretty soon.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Mike Conte. He is our guy, and he's practically getting his mail delivered at Mercedes-Benz Stadium because he's going to be there so much. You're there. That's where you're calling Atlanta United's matches from. But next week, the Falcons start. You've seen what the place looks like with nobody there for Atlanta United. Can you wrap your brain around next week the Falcons are going to play with nobody there?
Yeah, the whole situation is still, I think, a little bit sad for me. It's just not the same there without fans. And, you know, when we're in there for Atlanta United matches and Atlanta United, you know, they don't have their supporters in there, you really do feel it. It feels a little bit empty. It feels like something's missing. So I want to stress that, you know, I think the fans are really going to be sorely missed next Sunday. But I also think that once, at least in, you know, the case of Atlanta United, once the match gets started, once the game gets started, you tend to not notice that as much. I think you get so focused on your job, which in my case is to call a match, but in the player's case is to play a game. One thing they were doing at these Atlanta United matches without fans, and I think the NFL is doing this, I'm almost positive, is they are going to pump in artificial crowd noise. It's not very loud. In fact, it's not really loud at all, but it is noticeable. I know you'll have a PA announcer in there. You'll have like all the game day production elements. I think they're still running through a tunnel with smoke and everything. Like, they're doing all of that. So it'll probably feel a little unusual at first. But I think for the players, they'll get comfortable with it pretty quickly. The hope is at some point this year you can get fans back in there, and that will add to the atmosphere. But I don't expect that it's going to affect the quality of play next week. I think the bigger effect will be the lack of preseason games and this kind of disjointed training camp that all 32 teams have had. I think we're going to see, unfortunately, a little bit lower standard, lower quality of play in the first couple weeks of this season than we would typically because he didn't have those opportunities in the preseason this year.
Mike, listen, we appreciate it. Rest your voice today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We're up against it, but hey, listen, don't be a stranger. Come on and join us, you know. Don't let so much time pass between next time you come on and join us.
Anytime, guys. And, Sam, you and I have got to chop up some high school football stuff here. It was great. I know it's a little weird, but it was great to see everyone out there on Friday. So I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts about it.
All right. We'll be sure and do that, man. Great catching up with you folks. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, he is the hardest working man on the 9th floor at Colony Square.
Well, wait. Hang on a second. Well, let's just do this real quick because you are going to be doing some high school football this next week, right?
No, unfortunately not. No. I would love to. I would love to, but we have so many Atlanta United matches right now. I'm really just doing that, unfortunately.
Okay, I thought Sam was going to be doing something next week with you guys, and we're going to give it a plug real quick. But anyway,
you want to, Sam? I mean, give me a microphone.
Hey, you know,
we'll boot somebody out of there.
We have to get that by the boss. We have to get that by the boss first. We'll work on that.
Unplug Chuckery. He won't mind.
No, right.
Listen, you got Mike. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, and thanks coming on with us. That's Mike Conte joining Sam and Greg. We are going to wrap the show up. Final thoughts. I got a couple things I wanted to get to with Mike as far as talking about this division the Falcons in and how it just stepped up this past week and their chances. This is going to be a real tight season for the NFC South. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.